Eini Baba. Toto Baba. Eini Baba. Eini Baba. Lord, you are worthy, O God. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. Eini Baba. Soju Baba. Eini Baba. Soju Baba. Eini Baba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wave unto him. Wave your hand to him. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are greater than every other God. There is no one we can compare with you. You are the incomparable God. The one that seated upon the throne. The one that makes heaven his throne and earth his footstool. We bow down before your throne. We worship you. Adonai, we worship you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We worship you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You are so good. Almighty God. I love you.
Your dominion, Adonai, Jesus, Adonai, we worship you, Lord. The one that seated upon the throne, eternal rock of ages, Aribiti Rabata. Arabata ribiti,
your dominion is forever.
Adonai, Adonai, we bow down before your throne, O God. You that seated upon the throne, Almighty God. King of glory, is forever. I just want to say, sing unto him, let loose. I just want to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey. I just want to say, Baba, I just want to say, Baba, I just want to say, lift up your two hands and magnify his name. Lembrali malika sotalaba. Rabba baba baba baba. Lembrali ma zumbrali ma shi. Lembrali kayaba russo. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We are very, very grateful. I just want to say.
Ashe, ashe, ashe,
Give the Lord a clap offering in the house. Lord, we worship you. Clap your hands and give him a worship with your hands. Not your voice alone. Let your hand worship him. Let everything within you worship him. Let everything within you adore him. Let everything within you praise his holy name. Lord, we magnify you. Tonight, once again, we've come to learn at your feet that you will open our eyes of understanding to behold your wondrous things in thy law. We are not sufficient of our own. Our sufficiency is of you, God. That you will open our eyes of understanding tonight to see that which you alone want to teach us. That you will open our ears to hear your rhema. You will give us an insight for revelation of your word. The Lord, our life will be transformed by the rhema and the revelation of that which you are going to impart in our life tonight in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be the hearers of this word alone, but Lord, let us be the doers of this word in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering and please come. Please move forward as we dig for gold tonight again in the scripture, in the word of life. We started this series last week Tuesday. And we're trusting God. We're going, and I told you that within the next 4 weeks, we'll be looking at this series critically to know the mind of God for us at this point in time. Who can remind us our foundational scripture for this series in the Bible in digging for gold? Who can remind us? Ephesians 3 verse 1. Is that true? Good day. How are you doing? How is your health? Better. Good. Affliction will not rise the second time. Oluwaseun, how is my baby doing? He's doing fine. I can see him. Hallelujah. Israel, we didn't see you. On Sunday, what happened? You are strong too. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Can we read together? It's something you must know by heart now. Can we read together? One to go. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, can we read it as students now? We know we read as workers, but can we read as students that want to learn at the feet of the master? 1, 2, it's on the screen, so you don't need to squeeze your eyes on your Bible. 1, 2, go. Good. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now, that singular verse is divided. I told you last week, it's divided into how many parts? How many parts? 4. What's the first part? Good. What's the second part? The third part? The fellowship of his suffering. Yes. Being made what? Conformable unto his death. And we're able to start the series last week that we may know him. Not we, that I may know him. It's a personal decision. It's a personal exploration. It's a personal discovery that you must go on your own. Not the pastor. Not your father.
not your mother, you must navigate this wilderness on the water of the world in order to discover who God is to you, so that you may know Him, you may know His words, His ways, within and without. What does God prefer you to do? We've learned and we've studied things that God desires. He says 6 things the Lord hates, and 7 things are what? Abomination. You must go on a personal discovery, personal retreat, that you may know Him. And as you go on this journey, heaven will reveal Himself to you. Can I hear your believing amen? Amen. What do you want to know? You want to know His words. You want to know His ways. You want to know what He likes. You want to know what He doesn't like. You want to discover Him. You want to know Him as your God, not serving unknown God. Many people are serving God they don't know. Many Christians, bearing Christian's name, but they don't know the God they serve. They said, the God of our fathers, Abraham. No, He's the God of your name, God of Shola Olukoya. Because you must know. Until you know, you may not be convinced that it's your God. You may be thinking what He did in the time past, He can't do it again. But not knowing that He can do much more. What He has done, you too can do. But if you don't go on a personal voyage, if you don't go on a personal exploration on this matter, you may not discover Him. One thing I believe, God, as you desire Him, He said, they that seek me early shall do what? Shall find me. There is nobody that seeks Him and remain the same. There is nobody that will go on this journey to discover who God is and will still remain stagnated in life. I believe God. I trust God. I hope, and I want to say, that as you go on this personal discovery, the Lord will reveal Himself to you beyond your widest imagination. In the name of Jesus. And this day, by the grace of God also, we'll be looking at the part 2 of this scripture, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. There are 2 keywords there. Number 1, number 2, good. So we want to look at these 2 words. Power simply means dynamite. We want to look at these 2 keywords. What will they do in our life? In our discovery of Him? In our navigation of knowing Him? Because when you know Him, He'll rub Himself on you. When you know Him, when you discover Him, He'll reveal Himself. So when He reveals Himself, there is a deposit of power that God is depositing in your life. You are not here by mistake. You are not going the same way you came in. Because there is a power that is going to rub on you tonight. Anytime you study at His feet, anytime you come to learn at His feet, there is a release of power. The Bible says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may receive, that we may obtain mercy. And what? And find what? Grace. Before His what? His throne. Anytime you come before Him, anytime you gather like this, there is a favor that is released. There is a measure of grace that is going on with you. There is a measure of power that is rubbing in your life. Somebody say, my life will not remain the same. Nobody will say it for you. Say it by yourself. Except you want to be stranded in life or stagnated in life. Somebody say, my life will not remain the same. The power of His resurrection. When you look at so many scriptures, there is power of His grace. There is power in praise. The Lord, the Lord's voice itself, according to Psalm 29 verse 4, Psalm 21, He said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. So everything about God is power. But in our discovery of Him, We want to see something that will make our life enviable to others. We want to discover, we want to be a partaker of something that God will deposit in our life. And our life will transform others. Are you ready for that tonight? Are you ready to take that tonight? So we want to go into exploration of the power of His resurrection. Resurrection can be defined in two categories. Resurrection of the dead. Resurrection on the last day. So, let's quickly look at this type of resurrection that we have. We're still coming. We're going somewhere tonight. Resurrection simply means raising back to what? Life. Am I right? Raising back to what? Life. Hello, sir. God is saying in that scripture that when you know me, there will be reason for things that are dead to come back to life in your life. Not even in your life alone. In the life of your children's children. In the life of the unborn ones. In the life of your works. In the lives of what you are doing. In the life of things that you never thought of. In the life of things you've never dreamt of. He said, and the power of resurrection. Hello, sir. We may not be more tonight, but I believe God, you are going home with the power of resurrection. That from today, everything you will lay your hands upon, even though it's dead, it will resurrect. You don't understand. Everything that is dead, desolate, dry in your life, because you are here tonight, you are going home with the power that will resurrect them. He didn't say we'll give it to pastors. Paul said that I may know him. And what? In my discovery of knowing him, there is a power that will be released over my life. And that power, I've witnessed it. I've experienced it. It has worked for me. It will work for you. I said it will work for you. Those dead businesses will come back to life. Those dead situations will come back to their life. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have failed before, because of the power of resurrection, you will not fail again. Everywhere you have been, oh Lord, cheated before, things have not been working for you. By the reason of this power of resurrection, things will begin to work for you. Can I hear your beautiful amen? Let's go on that journey. Let's quickly look at the types of resurrection. Then we'll now go to demonstration of this power of resurrection. I don't want to talk about power. We all know what power is. He said, you shall receive what? Power. When the what? Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in the outermost part of the heart. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, when you tarry, he said, you shall receive power. Somebody say power. That power that he promised, he can receive it in different dimensions. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. After tonight, you will be a living testimony of His power. You will be a carrier of His power. You will be a carrier of His glory. In the name of Jesus. And He said, and the power of His resurrection. So, the key word there is the resurrection. Power to prosper. There is power to increase. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, He said He gave it power to get wealth. So, but we're not talking about the power to get wealth. The power of what? Is resurrection. So there is different kinds of power. But tonight, we're looking at the power of what? How many of you want that one? That when you lay hands upon dead, it will rise. That power is coming upon you. Amen. And on an abandoned project, that project will be completed. Amen. On businesses that is not working after tonight, those businesses will blossom. Amen. They will flourish. Amen. Upon work that is not prospering, as you lay your hand and the power of God goes home with you, that business or that work will begin to move smoothly. Can I hear your believing amen? I read an article of a young soldier frustrated by his boss. Because he was a Christian, they always mock him and frustrate him. So one day, they planned for him. He was not there. The commandant of the troop said, if you know that your God can do all things, drive this vehicle and park it there. The boy never drove before. He has no experience. But he has to obey the order of the master. So, they gave him keys. He went into the car. And they gave him specification the way he would park the car. Lo and behold, the man that does not know how to drive drove the car perfectly and park it rightly. All the troops started weeping. Why were they weeping? The car has no engine. But God, through him, the power through him, drove a car that does not have engine. Hello, sir. Impossibilities will bow for you. That's what we call power of resurrection. A woman, our father in the Lord told us on Sunday, Pastor Olu Obanure, I know the woman. She was in then, what kind of bank? I can't remember, but I know the woman. No womb. No womb at all. But she gave back to twins. That's power. Nothing. The husband said, with these twins, we are okay. And the doctors went to tie the womb. Lo and behold, there was no womb. That's demonstration of power of God in you. May I announce to you, from today, that power will work in your life. How could you imagine a young Christian in the armies? They told him to park a car that does not have engine. But the glory of God parked the car for him. The power of God parked the car. And the man that had been mocking his God knelt down before him and started weeping. He said, sir, why are you weeping? He said, that car does not have engine. Is it possible? It sounds foolish. But that's God for you. Hello, sir. From today, see yourself as a car that does not have engine. But God will drive you. God will work with you. God will manifest in your life. God will be the one at work in your destiny. And oh, the Spirit. There's something that is sweetening my heart. Because I believe this power, God will release it upon you. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's look at scripture. Let's look at scripture. Not the words of men. Let's look at scripture. John chapter 5, verse 29. John chapter 5, verse 29. I shall come forth. They that have done good. And they shall come forth. They that have done good. Unto the resurrection of what? Life. And they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of what? Which one do you want? Resurrection of what? Now, what is the criteria of having resurrection of life? Eh? Ah, help me to tap your neighbor. Never you do evil again. The scripture is clear. Crystal clear. You want to do evil? Then you have resurrection in that world, in damnation. Ah, that woman showed me, I will show her. Vengeance is not yours. It is not in your own right to do evil. It is not in your gene for you to do evil. He said, and it shall come forth. That day, how many of you are part of the day that will do him good in life? He said, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of what?
It's your choice. And they are wicked to me. Glory be to God. But I will pay them back with their coin. It is not in your. God never said that. God, you are not permitted. Let them cheat you. Let them mock you. Let them do everything for you. With you, you with God alone is more than what? Majority. Let them do everything they want in their own power. But you are not permitted to do evil. Somebody said, I'm not permitted. I need to teach you this. Somebody said, I'm not permitted. It is not in my DNA for me to do evil. Because they that have done evil, what will be the end result? What is permitted in your DNA? Doing good. Everywhere you went. Have you ever heard that you did evil for them? Almighty healer, heal the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started. Anywhere you went. My Lord. The day you do evil, Jesus is not inside of you again. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Give me 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Let me quickly settle this matter. If all of us that are here will not do evil, then we will change this generation. Here are God's little children. Little children, I hope you are hearing me. And they have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Everywhere he went, he was. He was doing evil. He was backbiting. He was committing fornication. He was committing adultery. He was stealing. He was lying. What was he doing? The singular thing he was doing was what? Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he is the leper. When the cripples are. If the greater one is inside of you, no more evil in your life. No more cheating. No more lying. Everywhere he went, he was doing. How many of you know that Jesus is inside of you? He's inside of me. Greater is he that is in me. When the cripple. From today, the only thing you are permitted to do in life is to do good. He's doing good. He was doing good. Jesus. Jesus. He is the leopard. The good Samaritan did not see that man that was on the by the wayside and said, God, don't catch you. All he did was doing what? Good. Peter and James in Acts chapter 25 did not see that man as crippled. They were to do good to him. They said, silver and gold we have none. But in the name of Jesus, hello sir, the power to do good is within you. Everywhere he went, he was to. Give it to me. Almighty. He is the. Hello, sir. You don't understand. There is a seed inside of you. It must do good. You are not permitted to do evil again. Say somebody, I'm not permitted to do evil. Almighty. Hold it there.
Just pause. He said, ye are what? Talk to me. Ye are what? Are you devil? Anytime you do evil, you are a devil. You are Satan. He said, ye are what? Little children. Can I hear your hallelujah? He said, little children. And I've overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Give me that scripture, John chapter 5, that we read last. Anyone that doeth good has resurrection of life. Anybody that doeth evil has resurrection of damnation. Hello, sir. From today, in your school, do good. They slap you. Oh, blessed be God of Israel. They've slapped me before. I said, do you want to slap the second one? Because that's what the scriptures. The boy wanted to slap me again. I said, thank you. Today, we may be age mates, but the difference is clear. Nobody doeth evil and will overshadow you alive. It's not possible. It's not possible. Your DNA that is in Christ is saying, do good. Don't retaliate. Vengeance is not here. Don't cheat. Don't fornicate. Don't lie. Don't do anything evil. Somebody say to yourself, say, from today, the only thing I'm permitted to do in life and godliness is to do good. In your work, do good. In your business, do good. In your relationship with men, do good. Men can pay you evil, but don't worry. Don't worry. Because your DNA is different from theirs. Because of what? What kind of resolution do you want? Everywhere he went. Heal the leper. Do you know that your smile can do good for somebody? Somebody is tight-fisted in your class. How are you, my dear? Cheer up now. Cheer up now. Cheer up. You've done something to that person. Hello, sir. Everywhere you go, do what? Do what? In your school. In your work, in your working, in your neighborhood, in your place of work, everywhere you go, you may not have money. You see somebody, oh, the Lord bless you. The Lord's face shine upon you. What are you doing? You are praying for that person. Can I hear your amen? So how many types of resurrection do we have? Resurrection of what? And resurrection of what? It is your choice. But I present to you today, choose life. Don't choose death. And what is the criteria of choosing life? Doing what? My husband did not give me money for the food. Do good to him. My wife, she's not the kind of woman I wanted. Do good to her. You don't understand. You can't change a man until God changes that man. You can't change it. You are not a converter of a man. But everywhere you go from today, in your marriage, do what? In your business relationship, do what? I was doing a project in Kaduna in Zaria. And I bought the project 20%. The money got finished before the end of the project. I didn't run away. I did good. Look for money here and there to finish that project. The coordinator said, why are you doing this work? I told him, I said, I'm accountable to God, not to man, on this project. Because I told him, I said, sir, if they come into this house, they will do two things for me. It's either they bless me or they curse me. I refuse to be cursed. You can remove curse upon your life by doing what? If there's anything you want to learn tonight, learn this one.
We can share the grace and we can go. How many of you have been blessed already? Now let's go to the power of resurrection. Then we'll be able to do some few things. Then you know. Now I'll read so many scriptures. I don't know why God delayed me to stay long on that. Romans chapter 6 verse 5. Romans chapter 6 verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Have you ever seen God doing evil before? No. So if you have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness be resurrected, be in his likeness of the resurrection, likeness of his resurrection. And I've told you about two types of life. Now let's look at the demonstration of the power of his resurrection. Acts chapter 4 verse 33. Acts chapter 4 verse 33. And with great power gave the apostle witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now we'll be looking at 6 or 7 types of resurrection in the scripture, and I'll be highlighting what makes this power to be available for them. And from tonight it will be available for
them. Hallelujah.
1 Kings chapter 17 to 24. 1 Kings chapter 17 to 24. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman and the mistress of the house fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. When they said no breath left in him, what does that mean? He's dead. Now, let's look at verse 18. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sins to remembrance and to slay my son? Now, at this point in time, when you read from verse 8 to 16, God was the one that told Elijah to go to the woman of Sarephath. Am I right? And she was left with one meal, and that was the last meal. And she told the man of God, this meal is the last meal for me to eat and die. But when the man of God came, there was a turnaround. After that turnaround, the boy fell sick and died. But look at verse 19. And he came to her. He said, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. Power of hospitality. Doing good is doing hospitality. Anybody that you meet with, don't, please, I beg you by the mercy of God, don't treat them as if they are bad people. While you are treating them, you may be entertaining who? Angels. Uh-huh. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying a son? Verse 21. And he stretched himself upon the child. How many times? 3 times. The power of Trinity. And cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Bible says, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Now, this is where I'm going. The Lord will hear your voice. I said the Lord will hear your voice. And the Bible says, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and deliver him into his mother. And Elijah says, see, thy son liveth. Now, where am I going? The power of resurrection was demonstrated by what? By doing good, yes. What was the good he did? Hospitality. Please mark it. Write it down. You can't do that. In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham entertained the host of heaven, and the long-awaited miracle they've been waiting for came because of what? Hospitality. Don't do evil. If you see a man that is hungry, feed him. Clothe him. Jesus said, I was with you, you did not feed me. I was naked, you did not clothe me.
I was hungry, you did not feed me. And you will ask and say, Jesus, we didn't see you. Oh, he said, no, you don't need to see me. If you have done it for these little ones, you have done it for who? For me. Anything you are doing is unto the Lord, not to any man. Man may pay you back evil, but don't worry. Don't worry. So, but I want to point out something in verse 23. Give us verse 23. Apart from hospitality, the Bible says, and verse 23. Sorry, verse 22. And the Lord had the what? Now, may I tell you one thing? For the power of resurrection to be made manifest to your life, there must be the prayer of faith that will work for you. The prayer of what? He was praying without doubt in his heart. And the power of resurrection was made manifest. So, for the demonstration of the power of resurrection, it must be done by the power of what? Prayer of faith. Prayer of what? Somebody say prayer of faith. Now, these are things that you will see in the Holy Spirit. Word of faith, prayer of faith. Okay, when I remember, I'll tell you. So, one of the things that makes the power of resurrection to be made manifest is because the Lord had the voice. Of what? The Lord will hear your voice. I've shared the testimony before. I was far away, you know, weary of him in worry. And they brought a dead child to my house. My wife was calling me repeatedly. I went for administration. And by the time they told me, it was a few years back, the GSM was working. All I did, I said, put the phone on speaker. The girl had been dead long ago before they brought her to my house. Thinking, pastor is at home. But pastor have gone for the work of the ministry. Far away in worry. And I told my wife, I said, put the phone on speaker. Prayer of faith. I was not there. It was just a prayer of faith. The dead child came back to life. Dead child. In my own house. The child was completely dead. Hours before they brought and said, pastor, you are our last hope. We just want you to know. As I was praying, I had jubilation of noise because the dying child they brought that was dead resurrected. That power will work for you. I said that power will be at work in your life. So the Lord had the voice of Elijah. Number two, we're looking at examples how God demonstrated the power of resurrection in the life of his people so that we too Mark chapter 5 verse 35 to 42. This is the ruler of synagogue's daughter that was resurrected. While he yet spake, there came forth the ruler of the synagogue. How certain we said, thy daughter is dead. They concluded, and it was stated, it was established. Thy daughter is what? Why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus had the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only do what? Hello, sir. What you hear can affect your belief. What you hear can affect what can happen to you. He said, Don't be afraid. Only do what?
Believe.
And he suffer no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John. The power of Trinity again at work. And in verse 38, and he came to the house of the ruler of synagogue and seared the tumor. And they that wept and wailed greatly. And when he had come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The this man is not dead, but sleepeth. But look at what? Every time you confess faith, it changes fear. Every time you speak faith, it's established. Jesus established the heavens and the earth by the word of what? Faith. Word of faith. Let there be, and there was. Let there be trees, and there was. He commanded those things that were not as if they were. They were. Hello, sir. Even if situation in your life or your family or your work is not suitable, what will you begin to say from today? The word of what? Faith. It shall be well with my war. It shall be well with my tomorrow. My tomorrow will be colorful. Hello, sir. You may be going through stress. You may be going through trouble. But when you speak the word of faith, God honors the word of faith. He said to them, the dead man is not dead. Is what? If somebody is sleeping, then you wake him up. Am I right? And he went for the, and they laughed him to scorn. It doesn't matter. Anybody are permitted to do anything they want with your life. But hello, you are the custodian of your life. You must guide it jealously. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the dead man and they that were with him. And he entered in where the dead man was lying. What happened there? He took the dead man by the hand and said, now unto her, Tali Takumi, which is being interpreted, dead man, I said to thee, arise. It was the word of faith. It wasn't prayer of faith. It was what? Word of faith. Hello, sir. The word of faith will change your situation.
Amen.
Stop confessing negatively. Stop saying that you are not nothing. Your husband will tell you, you are good for nothing. Tell yourself, I'm good for something. Who told you that I'm not good for something? Anybody that speaks to you, change it by yourself. That word will not speak in my life. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 9. He says, speak the word, it shall not come to pass. He said, declare it, it shall not. Take counsel, it shall not stand. Why would they speak negative things to you and you will be weeping? Why do you want to weep? The word they used to say it, you can change it by yourself. You can reverse every word they say to you. Who said that you will not amount to much? I see a colorful destiny in your life. Do you see it at all? Esther was nobody. But she keeps saying something about herself. Hello, sir. Who knows? Maybe the next president's wife in 2025 or 19 is seated here. Who knows? But it, let it be unto thee according to thy. Moses asked them and said, how was that place? Some say, we are like grasshopper before them. Are you grasshopper? They may be grasshopper. And Caleb and Joshua said, no, we are able. What were they saying? Word of what? Faith. Hello, sir. You can't pronounce word of faith and die as nobody. Everybody that did not confess positively, they died as a chicken in the wilderness. You will not die prematurely. So Jesus was speaking the word of faith. The dead man is not dead. She sleepeth. And he said, Talita Kumi, which simply means, if you don't know the meaning of Talita Kumi, he simply says, arise. Arise to a dead person. Is that, is a command? I wouldn't want to teach you that way. But it's a word of what? Word of faith. Somebody that is sleeping. Oh yeah, now, Jiko Dide. Oh yeah, stand up. God bless you, man. You are standing above your contemporaries in life. So, don't ever accept any negativity in your life. Somebody look at you and say, you are born again now. Huh?
we'll see what will become of you. Tell them, they will very, very, very soon, they will see as a signboard the glory of God in your life.
Amen.
Somebody say to yourself, say from today, by the grace of God, I will be an enviable person. Nobody will pity me in life again. Look at somebody and say to him or her, say, look at me very well. Look at me very well. Shola Lukoya. My dear, look at me very well. Shola Lukoya. You are seeing a great man, a great pastor. As the Lord liveth, he will use me for his glory. I don't know what you want God to use you for. Early in the morning, look at the mirror and look at yourself. Shola, you will be great. You will be lifted. It shall be well with you. Don't let anybody convince you that you can't amount to money. You may not have no money today, but the money is coming tomorrow. Too much money. Thank you, sir. Because the money is your servant. You will step upon them. You will send them on their run. Who told you they are having jets? I won't steal, but I will have my own jet. I won't steal. I'm not stealing. It's not a luxury. I traveled with our father in the Lord to Israel. From Israel, we went somewhere. In last November, we went to six nations. If we are queuing at the airport waiting, we won't meet appointment. I want to go ahead of them to make sure things are ready. So God must give me my own jet. Whether you like it, don't say amen. Don't worry. I've said the word of God. Whether you believe it or not. But don't worry. One of the things is that when you are traveling, you want to come and borrow my jet. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at the third one. What's the first one that will make you to for the demonstration of the power of resurrection to be? Hospitality and what? The prayer of faith. If you don't know, write it down. Prayer of faith. The second one that we're told is what? The word of faith. The prayer of faith is different from the word of faith. When you pray and you don't doubt, you don't say, headache, go. Headache may be there, but you declare it. Headache has gone. And you are behaving like headache has gone. Not that you are behaving like headache is still there. That's prayer of what? Faith. When you speak positively to a negative situation, what are you declaring? The word of what? Word of what? Word of what? Word of what? Number three. Now, let's go to the third example because of our time. Even if it's five, we can do is good enough for me tonight. Number three. Is somebody been blessed tonight? Luke chapter 7, 11 to 17. This is the resurrection of the widow's son, widow of Nair's son. Widow of Nair's son's resurrection. And it came to pass that day after that he went into a city called Nair. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Verse 12, we're going to 17. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man. Please, you know we are talking about resurrection. For resurrection to come up, there must be something that has what? Died. So there was a dead man carried out. They've concluded, they were on procession. The only son of his mother, what a pity. And she was a widow. And many much people of the city were with her, the sympathizers. And when the Lord saw her, he had what? On who? Now, doing good is to have compassion on others. At their low, low moment. I will show you how to do good in every scripture for the power of God to be made manifest. And the power of resurrection to be made manifest. So, if God can show compassion, then who are you? The good Samaritan showed compassion to that man that was half dead. And God resurrected him. And he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Tell your neighbor, weep not.
No, say it to him or her. Weep not. Maybe you are demonstrating something tonight. Say to him as if you come. If you know his name or know him, say, Shola Olukoya, weep not. Weep not. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. It doesn't matter what the situation around you in your life. But I speak to you tonight. Weep not. Hallelujah. Now, does that make sense when people are, somebody have just lost our only son? It doesn't make sense. But Jesus still went further to speak the word of life. This one is not word of faith alone. It was word of what? Life. Now, hear this. And he came and touched the bear. He touched the coffin. If you don't know the meaning of bear, touched the coffin. And they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I said to thee, arise. Was it different from what he said to that lady? This man. Talitha kumi, which simply says, arise. But there is something that was different in this power of demonstration of the resurrection of power here. Or power of resurrection. He touched the object where the dead was being carried. Did you see that? The Bible says he touched what? The bear. Now, your hands carry the power of God. From today, these hands are anointed. I said these hands will do valiantly in life. Every impossibilities in this life, through your hands, they will be reversed. Impossibilities will become possibilities. Your hands are blessed. We sing that song. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are mine with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch must be surely blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the... Say it one more time. Sing it one more time. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch must be surely blessed. My hands are with the blessings. With the blessings of my hands are blessed. How many blessed hands are here? With the blessings of the Lord. My hands. With the blessings of the Lord. Anymore I toss. Must be surely.
Don't mind the devil. Your hands are blessed. Your destinies are blessed. Your tomorrows are blessed. Your dreams are blessed. So the glory of God in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter. Everywhere you go, with these blessed hands. With these blessed hands. There will be demonstration of his power. The power of resurrection will be made manifest in your life. He said, I will lay my hands upon the sick. And they shall do what? Recover. Your hands are not just ordinary hands. Until you believe it, it can't work for you. Somebody said, my hands will carry millions. My hands will do the impossibilities. Say, my hands will heal the sick. My hands will raise the dead. Through me, my hands, through my hands, God will do valiantly.
If you believe it, can I hear your believing? Amen. Number four, yes, I will stop on this one. John chapter 11, verse 39 to 44. That's Lazarus' resurrection. There are still more, but I want to take it easy for you to understand. There's still resurrection of prophecy. Through prophecy, you can, power of resurrection can come up. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 37. God told Ezekiel, prophesy, prophesy. Take that one as number five. Power of prophecy can bring out the power of resurrection. But let's look at this number four. Jesus said, take away the stone, matter. And the sister of him that was dead, that was what? Dead. Said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead. How many days? How many days? It doesn't matter how many things that have died in your ear. After tonight's message, they will resurrect. I didn't hear your amen. Jesus said unto her, said I not thee unto thee, that if thou would believe, wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. From today, you will see the glory of God. No more shame in your life. No more sorrow over your destiny. Now, and they took away the stone, and from the place where the dead was laid, Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. That thou heareth me is different from that thou hast heard. So he was praying with confidence. He was praying with faith that God has heard him. Do you understand that? It's not a prayer of thanksgiving. He didn't say, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He prayed that prayer when he wanted to share 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But at the tomb of Lazarus, he prayed and said, I thank thee because thou hast heard. Then he took away the stone. Okay. Then I knew that thou heareth me always. But because of these people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Yes? Verse 43. And when he has thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Who can tell me what was demonstrated here? Word of faith? Power of faith? Eh? Power of confidence. Give her a wonderful clap offering. Every time you don't have confidence in God, God doesn't hear your prayer. Every time you are saying, God, now, how will I explain this? Holy Spirit, help me. Now, when you say it is impossible, you are saying God does not exist. From today, nothing is impossible in your life. You must have confidence. That's why I was analyzing to you that he's not saying, Lord, I thank you because you always hear me. No. He said, God, I thank you because thou hast heard me. I thank God because God have heard me over 100,000 seat auditorium. Confidence in God that he will bring it out at his own time. Look at what Abraham told Isaac. Isaac asked and said, we have the light. We have the fire. We have the sticks. Where is what? What did Abraham say? Confidence. Did God provide? He did. Hello, sir. If somebody say, how are you, sir? You know, all is not well, though. You don't have confidence in God. How are you? Brother, God is good. You may not see. The best moment of my life is that when I don't have a dime in my pocket, I will put on the very good clothes. At that day, I will be dancing. Oluwa tise edumare. What am I demonstrating? Confidence in God. That my tomorrow cannot be anyhow. It must be good. Why am I dancing? Because I know that my Redeemer liveth.
thou hast heard me. The power of confidence will make the power of resurrection to be made manifest in your life. Let's go through it again. And I said the fifth one, the power of prophecy. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 37. God told Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, can this dry bone live? He said, thou know it, Lord. You know all things. And God said, prophesy that the bones will come to the bones. And he prophesied. And the bones came to the bones. They were dead, dry, desolate. Nothing, no flesh. The bones are scattered, but they located themselves. And God told him, he said, command and prophesy to the four corners of the earth. From the north, from the east, from the south, from the east. Tell the wind to come and blow over there. And the power of prophecy brought about the power of resurrection. Is somebody here tonight that is impressed with what God is saying? Now let's go through it. Number one, what is the first one I said? Powers of hospitality and power of what? Prayer of faith. Prayer of what? And power of what? Hospitality. Number three. We are now listing what can bring out the power of resurrection. Demonstration of his resurrection. Yes. Number two. Okay. Number two. Word of what? Word of faith. Number three. Word of what? What story is that there? The widow of Nain. He had compassion and there was a touch. You didn't hear that one. That's why we said, my hands are blessed. The power of a touch. Please, you must know this. Number one, the power of hospitality. Number two, the power of prayer of faith. Number three, the word of faith. Number four, the power of compassion. Number five, no, I'm not going through, I'm just highlighting the point. The power of compassion, then the last one, the power of what? Confidence. Then the last one I told you is power of what? Good. So let's list it again for people that did not get it. Number one, power of what? Hospitality and prayer of faith. So put prayer of faith as number two now. We are looking at what can bring the demonstration of the power of faith, of resurrection. Number one, the power of compassion. Number two, the prayer of faith. Number, yes? The word of faith. Number, the next one. The power of compassion first. Then the power of touch. Yes? The next one. The power of confidence. Then the last one. The power of prophecy. How many of you have been blessed tonight? Now, if you can use this one, practice it, let it be part of you, you will be a carrier of the power of his resurrection. We are looking at that time in knowing. And the power of what? So for the power of resurrection to be made manifest in your life, you must have demonstrate the power of compassion, the prayer of faith, the word of faith, the power of touch, the power of confidence, power of prophecy. Bow down your heads. I mean, I'm good tonight. Because there's nothing else I can teach you. If you can just key yourself into this and say, Lord, I receive grace over this, that which we've learned tonight. I receive grace over this, that which I've learned tonight. That from tonight, I'll be the power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.